It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. In 2010, a statewide ban was passed as part of the Covered Device Recycling Act. It called for e-waste to be taken to approved recycling drop-off sites. However, discarded televisions are showing up curbside around the city. Justin Stockdale is the Western Regional Director of the Pennsylvania Resources Council, and he joins us here in Studio A to discuss the proper methods of getting rid of old televisions. No easy task. Justin Stockdale, thanks for joining us here on the program.
Paul, thanks for taking this big issue on.
Was this something that when this ban was passed, that someone like you might have said, we're going to be perhaps creating a whole nother problem as a result of this?
It's a very good question. Pennsylvania was the 23rd state in the union to adopt a statewide policy law regulating the disposal of electronic waste. There are 24 states overall that have this law. So we were at the very tail end of this process of, you know, legislating a solution to the problem of e-waste. I don't think anybody predicted the problems would arise as they have. I don't think that this was you could conceive of, you know, it's TVs littering the street side across Pittsburgh and, you know, the better part of Pennsylvania for that matter. But there is, you know, good public policy, bad public policy. I think there were other states have been far more successful, and we would have been wise to pay maybe a little closer attention to how some of those other laws were put in place.
Well, what's happening in some other places? How has it been implemented more effectively?
So the real trick here is you have a ban on televisions, and then you have a law that regulates the disposition and how they're going to be handled.
Right, and you have all these people saying, "Well, okay, now how do I get rid of my TV?"
Well, so the trick in Pennsylvania is we are relying on both the OEM manufacturers to pay for the cost of managing these TVs, and then you have the private sector supporting programs, building businesses around the collection of these TVs, right? And the disconnect is the TVs exceed the value that the manufacturers are paying the local processors to manage the end of life of these television sets. And so the fees paid by the OEMs, they're covering the printers, the CPUs, the mice, the keyboards, the balance of the other material, but they don't effectively cover the cost of managing the television set. So we see many, many of these e-waste processors, these small businesses, there are three or four located in Pittsburgh alone, have stepped away from the state law, stepped away from CDRA and said, you know what, we're just not going to accept TVs at all.
So people are being told, well, that you can't put it at your curbside anymore. They won't get picked up. So someone says, all right, what do I do with my TV? If they've heard where to take them, they then take them to a place where they think they can dispose of it and they're being turned away.
In a lot of cases, yes. Many of these processors, even Goodwill Industries, in fact, was collecting TVs up to about the middle of last year and realized, again, confronted with the same problem. They don't generate enough revenue as part of this OEM-sponsored program to cover the cost of management. And so they step away from it. We're now left with Best Buy stores, Construction Junction, RPRC-operated events, and that's about it for all of Western Pennsylvania.
So is the state now reassessing this and trying to step in or come up with a way to find a disposal option for people who want to get rid of their old televisions?
Yeah. Again, the CDRA envisioned regulations would be adopted to implement the law. Those regulations have not been developed or implemented. So I think that there is, and we will likely see, some kind of resolution from a regulatory standpoint.
So we have to. So it comes down to either a state agency coming up with a plan, and then would that have to go through the legislature?
No, it wouldn't. So the legislation says that, you know, we're going to establish this act, the CDRA, and
right. That
act spells out an opportunity to develop regulations to implement. And so those regulations would be adopted by the Environmental Quality Board, a function of state government, which it's an appointed board that oversees all kinds of things, including, you know, watershed management, Clean Water Act, a whole series of things. And so there is a vehicle to fix this problem. The question is, are we building enough maybe political will to see that happen? That's one of our big concerns right now is...
Right. There's a vehicle, but nobody's doing anything about it.
That's right.
And so here I sit as a journalist, and I have a vested interest in this because, you know, we're doing this as a segment on a radio program. But for the average citizen out there, this has to be, for one thing, really confusing. You know, and then what do they do in the meantime? It sounds like they have no choice but to sit and wait.
It's extraordinarily frustrating for the citizen, the consumer, to deal with this issue. We had our first event this year was out at the gallery at Pittsburgh Mills. We had 1,200 people come through in 4 hours, bringing us over 6 semi-loads of TVs. And we turned away 300 or 400 people because we physically ran out of space. We couldn't take anymore. And, you know, we do as much as we can on the operational side. We are now investing in some time spent developing some policy suggestions to be adopted to address this issue. So we do get resolution to it.
You know, once upon a time in America, there was people would have been pouncing on those TVs, you know, just so they could fill up their house and live up to that, you know, the American dream of a TV in every room.
Well, we're now dealing with all of those TVs that they put in every room because they've replaced them all with flat screens.
They don't want them anymore.
That's right.
We are talking with Justin Stockdale. He's the Western Regional Director of the Pennsylvania Resources Council. We're discussing proper methods of getting rid of old TVs. May not sound like a sexy topic until you want to get rid of your old TV, and then what do you do? And Justin, is there something the state, and if not the city, can do to better inform people about how to dispose of their TVs? And we know that this law exists, but if you're distracted, if you're not paying attention, then maybe you haven't gotten the message.
You'll only get the message when you put it out on your curb, and all of a sudden you walk out the next day, and there's a sticker on it saying, "We won't take this." How most people are finding out about the state law, unfortunately.
Is that all that happens, or do you get fined for doing that?
As I understand, the city is not fining anybody. They're not, you know, they're trying to educate on the alternative outlets. So, again, Best Buy stores are active participants in the state Covered Device Recycling Act. They will take your TVs back. You can look in the phone book or Google e-waste recyclers. A lot of them will take them, but for a fee. So you might find somebody that, you know, will take your TV back for $20 or $30 to cover those costs of management. PRC does the best we can. Again, we host 4 events a year, collecting televisions amongst a whole variety of other things. So you can visit our website, prc.org. There's a lot of information about this very issue there. So folks can learn about it. The city does a quite good job in actually marketing their broader recycling program. And so they print their annual recycling manual, which is distributed to every household. There's a section in that document that talks about TV recycling. So we try to get the message out. It's, again, unfortunate that people they find the problem after the problem has happened.
Could those stickers that you mentioned, could they maybe tell the resident at a particular house that, you know, puts their TV on the curbside? Could those stickers say, in addition to "we won't take this," "here's where you can go"? Did they say that?
I believe they have some resources on that decal that suggest go to X website to find out more information about responsibly disposing of this television.
All right. Well, we'll have to stay in touch with you, Justin, on this to find out what is going to be decided going forward. Justin Stockdale is Western Regional Director of the Pennsylvania Resources Council, joining us to discuss the proper methods for getting rid of old televisions. Justin, thank you so much for being with us.
Paul, thank you.
Coming up, we'll check in with our travel correspondent, Elaine LaBombe, who has some really interesting ideas for a vacation with a little bit of a southern taste to it. That's next here on Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.